Okay, so it's going. Okay, this is Liza Kerwin interviewing Everett Ellen at the Archives of American Art office in Washington, D.C. at the Victor Building. It's April 27th, 2004. And we've had numerous phone conversations about your career, but I guess it would be best to begin at the beginning when you were born and some information about your early education.
I didn't know we were going to do that, but that's easy. That's okay. Easy. Which was a chronology. It was a classic. I guess I'll begin with high school, maybe.
Okay. What year were you born?
1928.
Okay. And where?
In Chicago, Illinois. My father was a CPA. My mother was a librarian. And I went to public schools, which were very good in Chicago. Not fancy, but good, tough school marms, good education. I went to a public high school. My parents wanted me to go to a private high school sponsored by the University of Chicago, mm-hmm. paid to go. And I said I didn't want to go because my friends who went to that school were all mixed up, I said, and not happy kids. And I liked the public school. It was a chance to be a leader. There were students from other ethnicities. There were some who were juvenile delinquents. It was just a good, it was life. Mm-hmm. And I said I would prefer to stay at Hyde Park High School. And I had a first class education. And then the question is, and I was a student leader. I was president of my class and editor of the yearbook. And I was very happy. I enjoyed my life. Then comes the issue, what does this promising student do with his life? I was interested in architecture, I thought. And
Chicago's a good place to get interested in.
It is, and that's one of the reasons, because I was very aware of all the wonderful architecture, and Mies van der Rohe, you know, and others held forth in Chicago, did a lot of great work there. And my father, a cautious man, had me meet with a client of his who was an architect, and this man said, was a little bitter, no son of mine would be an architect, and told me everything that was wrong about it. So I changed my emphasis, and I decided that I would study engineering, because I had an uncle who was an electrical engineer, and I had a technological aspect. But my father wanted to make sure that we made the right choice. He said, I want you to go and get some aptitude testing. There's a man called Dr. Johnson O'Connor, who was a pioneer in aptitude measurement in adolescence. He was in Chicago. So I went to his mansion right off the blustery Lake Michigan, with an eyesight of the lake, and I had 2 days of tests, and I enjoyed them very much, and the scores came in numeric form, like a report card, and my father couldn't make head or tail of what this told about what this...
Didn't know how to interpret it.
Yeah, no. So he said, we're going to meet Dr. O'Connor, and he's going to tell me what this means. So I groaned, and then we went down, and we sat in his study, and he welcomed us, and he looked at the score, and he looked out at Lake Michigan for about a minute or two, and then he said to my father, your son suffers from the handicap of the too many aptitude boy. And I thought that was great. I just said, oh, wonderful, too many aptitudes. What's wrong with that? And he said, he will have... difficulties in making choices because he rates high in every category. He could do all of these things. My father was heartbroken. I was delighted because I knew what a Renaissance man was, and I said, okay, to myself, you're a bona fide, qualified, young Renaissance man, and go forth, fructify, you know, be one. And then I opted for engineering school, and it was the wartime by then, and I was, I think I was admitted.